Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner. Saturday morning, everybody. Joe Millage once again filling in for Jason Summers back in the friendly confines. And our friends out here at Community First Credit Union, we are at the intersection of 5 and 34. And how about you, Blue Demons, shaking up the South Central Conference this week with a couple of huge, huge wins over Eddyville-Blakesburg. I think Sheraton will say thank you today to the Albia Blue Demons for knocking Eddyville-Blakesburg off of the top slot. We're going to talk to Coach Boyd Britton, who gave his baseball team Friday off. And going into that game Thursday night, he said, you know what, boys, you guys win both these, you can have Friday off. We're going to talk to him about 9:15, 9:20 here this morning. We've also are going to talk to Jake Schroeder over at Sheraton, Charger Land, as the Chargers continue to dominate and do well. Now at about 24-2, two losses on the season, the Sheraton Chargers are also in the driver's seat. And before that, we're going to talk Twin Cedars baseball once again. The number one team in the state, all classes, all districts, with about a 25-1 record. Matt Miller's the Twin Cedar Sabres squad, and they take on Van Buren today. We're going to catch up with him. He's on the bus right now, headed to Van Buren, and they're going to shake things up with the folks in Van Buren today. Van Buren, a great team as well, only losing, I believe, four games on the season. So that is going to be a barn burner kicking off here at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Matt here coming up after the break. And we'll also talk Eddyville-Blakesburg softball. And we're going to catch up with Tony Felton, coach at Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket Softball Nation, as his squad is also performing well in the top of the South Central Conference. 22-6 is their record coming into the final week of play for softball. So lots of great action going on today. And, you know, the Monroe County Little League softball teams are out collecting some donations today at Casey's and Hardee's and some other locations, and we might check in with a couple of those fine athletes as well. But when we come back to the corner of 34 and 5, we'll talk to Matt Miller, head coach of the number one team in the whole state, all classes, all districts, the Twin Cedar Sabres, after the break on Thunder Country KIIC's Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pirschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Community First Credit Union, back in our friendly confines of Community First Credit Union here at the corner of 5 and 34. And it's great to be talking baseball and local baseball. And the best team in the state, as far as I can tell, is Twin Cedars. And we've got head coach Matt Miller on the line with us right now. Coach, you're on your way or getting ready for some play again today.
Yes, we've got a big game today against Van Buren, a very, very good opponent. Good pitching staff, and they hit the ball very well. So we need to make sure we're up and ready to go today, both physically and mentally against these guys. We've got a good contest coming up today.
Well, Coach, last night it was a 15-2 win over Seymour, and you throttled them earlier in the year 24-1. But as I understand it, you maybe had it a little bit closer last night.
We did. We did. They played very competitive with us through three innings. Made a few plays defensively that held us down, and they're improving. They're a very, very young team, and as they continue to improve, it'll be fun to watch them play in the next couple of years as well.
And, Coach, last Saturday, a great couple of wins for you. Last time we talked to you, actually, 11-1 over Pleasantville, then 19-1 over Colfax Mingo. You're really outscoring your opponents and only letting one or two runs in. And so you've got great offense, fantastic pitching, and defense.
Yeah, we really focus on defense. I mean, that's our bread and butter. If we play good defense, then we can trust that the bats are going to come through and out for us. And, you know, we've got some kids that worked so hard over the last couple of years through the winter and just improving all around, especially at the plate. And it's really paying off for them, all the hard work that they've been putting in. So defensively, that's what we're proudest right now. You know, typically if the team's going to beat us, they're going to have to beat us, and we're not going to hand it to them. But at the same time, our bats have been coming through. We've been disciplined at the plate, a lot of line drives, a lot of hard ground balls. And when we're doing that, we're a pretty tough team to beat.
You are, because you've only been beat once all season by one run, 6-5 from Albia. You're now 25-1 on the year with around 275 hits and 302 runs. But your strikeouts, your pitching core has been phenomenal as well. I believe it's a little over, I want to say, 200 strikeouts on the season.
Yes. Our pitchers are very aggressive, even with two strikes. They're going to come after you. And you know, one thing we've worked on and we've talked about them is just making sure we're not trying to nibble too much with two strikes and just go after hitters. It's high school baseball, and hitters are going to make mistakes. And so we try to stay aggressive, and our pitchers understand that they have a very good defense behind them. And sometimes it's better to have a two or a three pitch at bat and keep that pitch count down than trying to get a strikeout every time. But with that said, they've had a lot of success with two strikes and placing the ball. And we're real happy with their effort. We've had quite a few pitchers that have done very well for us this year. And it's entirely because of their hard work and being aggressive in the strike zone.
Yeah, and I found the number. It's 218 strikeouts before last night's game. But, Coach, you know, another stat that I know Richard Grimes has been helping broadcast some of the ball games. Another stat that I think is interesting is your stolen bases. And I want to say you've got a couple of kids, at least last week, that were, I think, 19 for 19 in stolen bases.
Well, yeah. You know, if we think we have the opportunity to steal, we're going to do that. We'll be very aggressive whenever we can. Otis Roby does a good job, gets a good lead, and puts pressure on the pitcher. Sometimes even taking their focus away from the hitter. Levi Jones does a great job on the base path with his speed. But all around, our base runners do a pretty solid job of taking advantage of any moment that we can try to get that extra base and get someone into scoring position.
Well, you talked about Van Buren. I think they only have four losses on the year, a little bit bigger school, and so you're going to have your hands full today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They very good pitching staff. They play very good defense. They hit the ball well. Just all around a very good ball club, and it's going to take an A game from us to be right there with them. And it's a game we're looking forward to playing, and good measuring stick for us at this point of the season. But regardless of what happens today, you know, right now it's about staying healthy and building momentum as we get a little bit closer to the postseason.
Talk about that postseason, Coach. I know you want to get this weekend behind you, but you've got a very good schedule coming up with Melcher Dallas next week, and then right before the July 4th holiday, you've got Murray. You've got Murray again after the July 4th holiday at their place, and then you start to see some daylight here as you work your way towards the last game of the season, which I believe is Oskaloosa.
Correct. We've got, Melcher Dallas is playing good baseball right now. They just beat Murray last night, and they're hitting the ball a lot better, playing some better defense. And so that's going to be a good challenge for us early in the week. Murray has some very good athletes, especially in the top of their order. They hit the ball well with power, and once they're on the bases, they've got some good speed. So they're always a challenge. The challenge is trying to keep them off the base paths and trying to prevent those big innings with them. And so, you know, we've got some good challenges coming in the next week, finishing up, Pleasantville, Oskaloosa, both very tough teams. And so it'll be a lot of fun as we get through the rest of the season. And, you know, right now we're just focusing on one game at a time, and those games will get to us when they get to us.
Yeah, and again, it's Van Buren today, and Van Buren, fairly short and small roster, and coming off of two of their four losses just in the last week. So I know they're going to want to come after you. They got the game there at home, Coach, and so we do wish you good luck today. I do want to follow up and ask you, you know, it was a week ago yesterday, the funeral of Derek Springer from Twin Cedars, and how has the team been doing?
Well, we have been doing well. Having so many games here as of late, we played seven last week. This will be our sixth game this week. That really does help to kind of get our minds off of it just for a while. The funeral is very nice, and for many of the boys, it gave them a sense of closure. Of course, you know, the emotions are still going to be there for quite some time, but the players are really focused on baseball throughout the day, and then the emotions of that do return from time to time. But we're real proud of how they've reacted, and we feel that it's really brought us much closer as a baseball family.
Very good, and our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to the Springer family and to the overall close-knit community of Twin Cedars, a town of around 400. I know your district's bigger than that, Coach, but I don't know what's in the water over there, but the softball team's doing well. We couldn't snag Zach Duncan, the head softball coach. I think they're 22-6. He's going to join us next Saturday. I talked to him this morning, but success does breed success, and Twin Cedars is having a fantastic, coming off great football season too, by the way, but having a great summer sports.
Yes, we really are. We're really proud of how the girls are playing as well, and you know, it's just a testament to all the hard work that those kids put in throughout the year. You know, at a small district, as most people know, these kids are playing every single sport. They go from one sport, a week later they're jumping into the next sport. So, and most of these kids are also attending football camps, and they're also basketball open gyms throughout the summer as well. And so, you know, we're real proud of all the work they put in representing our school district.
Very good, Coach. Well, first pitch is just a few minutes away. And again, thank you for being generous with your time, and congratulations on a fantastic season, 25-1. I think you're the best team in the state of Iowa right now, all classes, all districts.
Well, it depends on the day. We just have to come out with our A game every single day, and then we'll see what comes from that.
Very good, Coach Matt Miller from Twin Cedar Sabres. And, Coach, we will, I'm sure, talk to you again.
Thank you. We appreciate you covering it.
You bet. Coach Boyd Britton is coming up next. We'll be back with more from the Coach's Corner from the corner of 34 and 5 on Thunder Country KIIC.
It's a massive sale event now going on at Carriker's Auto Outlet, 1209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. It's the greatest buying event of the year. No automobile dealers allowed for this sale. You could win $25,000 cash or a 2013 Ford Fusion. Just scratch off your circular in the mail. You can buy as low as zero down and $59 a month. No payments for 90 days. Special offers to members of Community First Credit Union who will have reps on hand. Carriker's Auto Outlet, 1209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
This is David Lang with MDL Insurance Services. MDL offers insurance to several carriers, but our customers with Pekin seem to be our most loyal. Pekin Insurance not only offers auto, home, and commercial, but has a great life insurance portfolio, which includes term, permanent, or even a money-back term life insurance policy. Give us a call at 641-872-1616. Email us at mdlins.com or simply like us on Facebook.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with the respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Today, and we're going to talk Boyd Britton baseball here in just a second. But first, we've got some representatives from the Monroe County Little League softball squad, and they hit me up early and often at Casey's this morning. And Phil Brown is here, the coach of the Salukis.
Yep, that's correct. Salukis, yep.
And what are you guys out doing today?
We're collecting donations around the community to help us out for our fees for paying for umpires or paying the rental fees out at the sporting complex for the Summer League softball.
And how has Summer League softball gone so far?
Went well. It's already finished. We're actually in all-star play now, but this league went very well. We had six teams this year, one more team than we had last year. Good competitive ball this summer. Now we're in tournament play where both the 11, 12-year-old All-Stars are undefeated and the 9, 10-year-old All-Stars are undefeated at this point.
Wow, unbelievable. Now, tell us where you're going to be set up today. Folks that can come out and drop a dollar or $5 in your bucket, where are you at?
Okay, we're all around town. We're both Casey's. We're at Hy-Vee. We're at Hardee's. We're at Jim and Charlie's. And we're going to be hitting a few of the banks, too, getting in front of the banks uptown.
I'm not sure if hitting a few of the banks was quite what you meant.
Not exactly. But
all right, now we've got a couple of lovely ladies here. What's your name?
Ava Brown.
And?
Jaden Kendall.
And?
Colette Tino.
And it was Jaden Kendall that said, what radio station is this? So no problem. I've embarrassed her, but that's fine. I have to ask myself that sometimes, too. What kind of techniques are you guys using other than just being cute and coming up and asking me for money? What kind of techniques are you using out there?
Well, we're just being friendly and trying to get along with people.
All right. Well, again, this is raising money for umpires and your basic needs for Monroe County softball. And obviously, from what you're telling me, with where you're at with All-Star play, it's a great cause.
Yeah, it's obviously a success as things are going and the teams are showing that on how we're performing.
All right, Phil Brown and the Salukis, and actually there's all teams out there today, right?
Yeah, that's correct. All teams are represented around the community today.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for what you do, not only for the Corps of Engineers down in Rathbun, but for even volunteering your time here, right?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right, Phil Brown, and we'll let you guys buzz on out of here and try to collect some money for the Monroe County Little League. I've got my booster tag this morning. So let's turn our attention now to Boyd Britton. And good morning, Boyd.
Good morning.
And are you doing a little farming action today? You don't have any ball action, so are you farming today?
Well, for a little while here this morning, and then we got a JV tournament there now, being this afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock, that we're gonna go help with, and so it's not just a farming day; it's a normal busy day.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us live here on the Coach's Corner. But, Coach, I laugh a little bit because I think you told your ball club the other night, hey, gentlemen, I'll give you Friday practice off if you can take two from Eddyville Blakesburg.
Yes, that is correct. And, you know, I call it 3 days off. It was going to get Saturday and Sunday anyway, so we call that 3 days off, and we'll go back to work on Monday and Tuesday, getting ready for Keokuk on Wednesday night.
Well, Coach, talk about how things ended up there on Thursday night. I know that last time we talked, you were on a bus headed north, I think, to the State L tournament, and you said, you know, we're going to have something to say about who ends up at the top of this district. And your words were so prophetic, because you certainly did Thursday night.
Yeah, I really intended to start that on Tuesday night in Sheraton, but Sheraton played a couple of very good ball games up there. We played well, too, but the Sheraton at home is very hard to beat. So we come down here Thursday night on our own turf and played Eddyville, and we played two very good ball games. Put everything together, hit the ball well, pitching was excellent, fielding was top notch, I guess, and we just done about everything as well as we could do.
Well, Coach, when you played Eddyville Blakesburg earlier in the season, they beat you 16-2 and 11-0. But it was a very different Albia Blue Demon team that took two wins from Eddyville Blakesburg. Played the spoiler role, and you won it 5-1 and 3-2. So, where do you think your skill level is in terms of your team? Are you finding that consistency? Do you feel like you haven't peaked yet? Or are you still coalescing as a team?
Well, you can't ever be satisfied thinking you've got as good as you can get. You just got to keep working at it, and hope that everything comes out right. Right now, the way we played Thursday night, if we could play like that every night, we would be a tough team to reckon with.
Absolutely, Coach. We're on with Boyd Britton, the head coach of the Albia Blue Demon baseball team. And, Coach, this week really doesn't get any easier. You travel to Keokuk on Wednesday for your pre-4th of July game, and then again next Saturday you're home against Knoxville. I believe you might have some – I'm not sure if we've got all the games in, if we've made all the games up, but we're looking at the backstretch of the schedule here and toward tournament play.
Absolutely. We play Keokuk Wednesday, Saturday morning, 10:30 game with Knoxville. And then on Monday night, we host the Sheraton Chargers.
Okay, so that's the makeup game is Monday with Sheraton.
Yes, it is. 5:30 start on that one. We'll see where the standings are at this time. At that time, hey, we may be able to play spoiler again.
Very good, Coach. Well, once again, thanks for joining us. You're always generous with your time. And if folks haven't seen it, today's Courier has a great picture of Austin Luce after he crosses the plate with that winning run in the first game, 3-2. And then the Blue Demons went on to win the second game, 5-1. So pick up a Courier. Austin, his clutching is, he's got his hands clutched in a kind of a victory stance there with the win for Albia. So real exciting games, and Coach, we look for more excitement out of the Blue Demons, and thanks so much for all you do.
You bet, and we'd like to thank you guys for covering that with the radio station. We really appreciate that.
I know you do, Coach. Thanks so much. Boyd Britton, a longtime friend of my dad, Larry Millage, and I know they go way back, and coached a lot of baseball, haven't you, Coach?
Yes, sir. By the way, saw your dad over there at Sheraton the other night. Told him it's always nice to see a guy on the baseball field as older than I was.
Very good. All right, Coach Boyd Britton, Albion Blue Demons, a very successful baseball coach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, Boyd Britton. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Jake Schroeder, who's over at Sheraton on that excellent Sheraton Charger baseball team. They have just two losses on the season. And we'll also meet up with Coach Fenton at Eddieville Blakesburg Softball. We'll be checking in, and a very successful year on these area baseball and softball teams. That's when we come back to the corner of 34 and 5 on the Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
This is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Fresh tortilla wraps and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, C-First is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
And good Saturday morning once again. Joe Milligan for Jason Summers. And what a gorgeous Saturday. Be thankful, folks, that you are not in Las Vegas. 119 there today, 119 degrees in the shade at Las Vegas. I think I saw where Death Valley was definitely Death Valley today at 129 degrees. But I think we're going to have a nice day here in southern Iowa. And we're going to be talking coming up in just a little bit with Tony Fenton from Eddyville Blakesburg, and the Lady Rockets there are having a great softball season with, I think, six losses on the season. We're going to check in. We haven't checked in with Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket softball yet this season, so we'll do that. But on the line with us right now is, once again, joining us from Sheraton. We'll head on down Highway 34, and it's Jake Schroeder. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good. Head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, the very successful Sheraton Charger baseball team, 24-2, I believe, on the season. And with one of those two losses coming at the hands earlier in the season to Eddyville Blakesburg, you got a little help this week from Albia, did you not?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I need to tell Boyd thanks next time I see him. But Albia is a good team. It didn't surprise me at all. And I know we were fortunate enough to get two games from them this week. So definitely will take the help, though.
Yeah, victory over Albia on Tuesday. The Chargers won 4-1 and 7-3 in what was, I think, some exciting contests. And you also went on to win Wednesday at Pleasantville 19-0, at Centerville 18-4 in a doubleheader your first match, and then 7-6 in your second match. Coach, it's been another great week of Sheraton baseball, but when we talked to you last week, you were a little concerned about the number of errors that you were seeing from your team. So tell us how this last week was for you.
Yeah, this week, you're absolutely right, Joe. The previous week, you know, we won some games, but it definitely was not pretty baseball. This week, I'm much more pleased, and we just had a really good week this week. Really couldn't ask for much more from the guys. Really proud of them. They cleaned up a lot in the field. We still hit the ball. Like I said, we Tuesday against Albia, we played two very good games. I don't know if we even made, you know, maybe more than one error. I don't recall, but I know it wasn't many at all. We had a real clean doubleheader versus them, and you have to because they're your team. And then obviously Wednesday night we played well versus Pleasantville, and then Tuesday night we carried that in versus Centerville, and we really needed those two games versus Centerville. They clipped us once earlier in the season, and we were very happy to get a sweep from them. And I've been challenging the guys. We haven't really, you know, beat what I consider, you know, an ace pitcher from another team yet. And we did that Thursday night when we beat Gonerman, who I believe had a sub-1 ERA going into the game. So we caught him in the second game there and got out 7-6, I believe it was. So a much better week of baseball, and that's the kind of baseball we need to play, you know, going forward.
Anytime you can go to Centerville and get a doubleheader win and 18-4 and 7-6, you've got to be thinking pretty good about your baseball team.
Yeah, and that actually was a home game. We had flip-flopped earlier in the year because our field was too wet and theirs was playable. And so, yeah, it's always good to beat Centerville, and I have a lot of respect for Coach Hughes, man. I mean, he's got over 800 wins, and it's always a little intimidating when you're facing a coach with 800-plus wins. You know he's seen everything, and you know he's got a lot to offer, and you just are hoping that you can not get outguessed or outsmarted by a guy like that. And we were definitely happy to get those two wins, and very, very proud of the guys.
Very good. I didn't realize they moved those games, Coach. But as you look towards the end of your season, we are in the backstretch here. We can see the daylight here at the middle of July. I don't know that we'll be knee-high with corn by the middle of July, but we will at least be hopefully making up a lot of these makeup games and getting to tournament action. But how do you see the rest of the season stacking up? You've got, of course, you've got Albia, you've got Eddyville-Blakesburg yet. You guys are obviously in a very good position in a driver's seat. You've got some home matchups this week, I believe, with Eddyville-Blakesburg on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And again, those are huge matchups.
Yeah, we start off the week. We have a makeup game versus Clark on Monday, a doubleheader at home. Then we, like you said, we get Eddyville at home Tuesday. And yeah, we're in the driver's seat. And I told the guys last night, I don't want to back into anything. I want to go out and we want to play good baseball Tuesday versus Eddyville. And, we want to go out and hopefully play good baseball and try to win the conference, you know, ourselves, by taking care of business and not expecting anybody else to, you know, do it for us. So those are two huge games, need a big crowd. And I know Eddyville's going to be coming for us. They always play us really tough. Last couple of years, we're probably about 500 with them. They always play good defense, do the little things. They've always had good pitching. You know, they're a good team, and we definitely need to play good baseball Tuesday to beat them. But yeah, we definitely have that goal of conference championship, and you know, we are in the driver's seat, but there's still work to do, and we have to finish the job, and then Wednesday we go up to ADM Adel, which is kind of a different opponent for us. We haven't played them since districts a couple years ago, and they're also a really good team. And our last conference game, I believe, is the following Monday versus Albia. And I definitely would like to be up in the conference before we go to Albia, just like Eddyville just found out. Albia is really tough to beat at their home field.
Right.
And then I really like the way the schedule's setting up for us this year, to be honest with you, because like I said, we have ADM, and then we have Seidel on the schedule, who is also a really good team. Like, they've been at or near the rankings all year, and then we actually have Williamsburg on the schedule the last week of the regular season. So I like the way we have some really good non-conference 3A opponents to hopefully, you know, really challenge us before we go into districts and give us some good games, some really tight baseball games, to see, you know, what we need to work on, what we need to learn how to execute on.
Well, you talked about Bill Huseman having 800 wins as a head coach, and you're not. You mentioned how you don't have those wins, but Coach, is this your third year at Sheraton?
Yeah.
I don't know what your overall record is, but I got to think that you know, you got to be very proud of what you've done for that club there. What has been the biggest, the single most lesson learned, I guess, that you maybe weren't expecting becoming a head baseball coach at a young age and doing so well over at Sheraton?
Well, I don't know, Joe. I haven't had a lot of time to reflect on, to be honest with you. But having good players is the key, Joe. It's not about me. We've had good players the last 3 years. We've graduated, 12 seniors last 2 years. I have another 7 this year. So to be able to keep consistent, you have to have, good players, coming up through the ranks. And, they bought into what we're doing, too, and that's the key. We've done a lot of different things I don't think they were used to before. And they bought into that. And the credit goes to the players. They're putting in the work. We've got a lot of players that put in work, outside of what we do with them. They hit extra, they go fall leagues, they do different things, and that's really the key. It's just having good players that want to be good baseball players, because baseball is such a tough sport. It's a humbling sport, and you have to put the extra work into it if you expect to to be better than average. And my staff too has just been incredible. Your brother-in-law Perry helped me 2 years ago, and he really helped me get going a lot. As my assistant coach, he's just a really good instructor. And in the last 2 years, I've had Tyler Pearson as my assistant. And then all 3 years, Craig Spiker has helped, and also your dad, Larry, which I just absolutely love having Larry in the dugout. He's just a real calming influence, and he's seen it all. So if I have questions or see something on the field, I always like to run things by him too. We've had a good staff that believes in what we're doing too, and we're all on the same page, which really helps. And really, like I said, just good baseball players is the key. You can't win 25 games or 24, whatever we're at right now, without good baseball players. So.
No, that's great, Coach. And, you know, the fields over there at Sheraton are great. It's a great place to watch baseball, and it's I know the fans are rallying around. They're very good supporters of both the softball and the baseball program over there. So we appreciate you being willing to come on and being generous with your time as well, Coach.
Sure, man. Anytime, Joe. I really appreciate you guys coming over Tuesday night and broadcasting the game and everything you're doing for high school sports in the area.
Well, thank you very much. We'll be catching some more of those as well. But hey, Coach, real quick, how are your Chicago Cubbies doing?
Why'd you have to ask that, Joe? Come on, we're on a positive note here.
Well, you hear the bumper music. Scotty's taking us out, so there's not enough time to talk to us about the Cubbies. All right, Coach Jake Schroeder, head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, and we'll be broadcasting more of their ball games as well as the season starts to wind down, and we'll be obviously following them through tournaments as well. When we come back, we're going to be talking Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets softball. And we're going to be trying to catch up with Tony Fenton and see how the Rockets are doing this time of the season as their season begins to wind down and close out as well. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
It's a massive sale event now going on at Carriker's Auto Outlet, 1209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. It's the greatest buying event of the year. No automobile dealers allowed for this sale. You could win $25,000 cash or a 2013 Ford Fusion. Just scratch off your circular in the mail. You can buy as low as zero down and $59 a month. No payments for 90 days. Special offers to members of Community First Credit Union who will have reps on hand. Carriker's Auto Outlet, 1209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union, the corner of 34 and 5. And they had the welcome mat rolled out for us here today because it's been a few weeks since we've been out here. Of course, we had a very successful Rodders show last week, finally one that didn't include rain in the forecast. But Albia did a great job and showed well, as we say. Well, earlier we were talking about Eddyville Blakesburg hanging on earlier this week to a razor-thin lead in the South Central Conference. But when you look at the softball side of the house, Eddyville Blakesburg also right on top of the standings in the South Central Conference with 22-6, their record. Clark of Osceola nipping at their heels, 21-6. You've got Centerville at 16-14. Albia is 12-14 and in action today. We'll talk about that coming up. Davis County is 13-16, and Sheraton is 8-13 in the South Central Conference. But we wanted to catch up with our friends down at Eddyville, and I believe we've got Tony Fenton on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, and you are the head softball coach there, and it's been a great season for you. Talk to us a little bit about where you guys have come from.
Well, we, you know, expect a lot from the girls this year. They've really responded well. You know, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they have all season. In the past, errors have plagued us, and we'd make one at Snowball. This year we make an error and we just blow it off and continue on. We're playing great defense, getting good pitching, and for the most part we've had timely hits all year.
And, yeah, I was just going to say, you've got some great hitting going on, and you're playing great defense as well. A lot of shutouts I see throughout the season. But you guys are really in command with what looks like your final week coming up here.
Yeah, we hope to close it all out. We've got a big game. They're all big. But Wednesday, a makeup game with Clark. And, you know, we stumbled a couple times there in the conference, and we got two losses. They have one. And hopefully that, you know, we take care of business against Sheraton. And then that game against Clark is all we can hope for then is a share, unless somebody else can knock them off.
Exactly. And, you know, when I look at your losses, even on the year, Coach, they were to schools like Burlington, Albia, West Burlington, and Davis County and Fairfield. So you've done well in the conference, but you've done well even against larger schools. But what are you looking for here in the final week from your girls?
Well, you know, they've got some goals in mind, and, you know, we like to go undefeated the rest of the week, and I believe we got four games this week. We got a tough one again Saturday with Des Moines Christian. Just trying to get ready for a tournament trail there, and, you know, last night was a big game for us. We was able to beat Cardinal, and they've knocked us out the last 2 years, so hopefully we've matured now. These girls have been playing, most of them, for 3 years, and believe in themselves and each other, and, you know, good things have been happening.
It's remarkable, too, Coach. You have three freshmen on your varsity roster, Hagen Boyer, Taryn Swartz, and Claire Yeager. Talk about let's get a little bit more into depth with your team roster. You do have a very good spread of, from freshmen to all the way up to seniors.
Yeah, I'll start our seniors. I have Mackenzie Jensen, Jared Jensen, and Shelby Allgood. And they've, you know, 4 year starters for the most part. Shelby, 3 years. And, you know, they're just giving good leadership. Jared's had two big hits this last week, scored like the two RBIs against Oskaloosa, and she had a couple last night. And, you know, she's just coming up with some big hits when we need them. And, you know, Mackenzie just playing excellent defense out there. And, you know, she's had some diving catches and thrown some people out the plate. So she's really stepped up this year. And Shelby, she's just getting back. She had shoulder injury and stuff. So, you know, she come back and was pretty hot with the bat. And the juniors we have, they've, you know, Nat and Tasha there, they're, and Bethany Reinhardt, they're right there giving us quality time. You know, Tasha covers a lot of ground at shortstop and has been really hot with the bat. Last night she was 4-for-4. Just does an outstanding job, and that there on the mound has just really been throwing well. Even when she's off a little bit, we can play good defense behind her. I think, I don't know how many games it is now where we have one or 0 points allowed in the games, and, you know, her ERA is second or third in Class 2A. So, you know, a lot of that's credit to her, but then again, it's the defense that's been played behind her. We've made some spectacular plays. Sophomores, we got the second base is Sadie Boffer, and third base we have Paige Schaefer. And again, Paige is our leadoff hitter and does a really good job at third base, excellent glove and arm there. And Sadie, you know, she made a play last night behind second base to throw a runner out. She's got good range. And our right fielder is Hagen Boyer. She's going to be in ninth grade. And in right field, you better hustle down line because she'll get to the ball and throw you out if it's a grounder. And fly ball, she covers a lot of ground. Plays shallow but has good speed to get run down balls. So, yeah, we have a pretty good mix of kids in there. And, again, they all believe, and we have people coming off the bench. McKinley Moore, and she does a lot of courtesy running and plays some outfield. And Ashley Pilcher is another courtesy runner that runs quite a bit. And, you know, we're just overall pretty blessed with some talent. And, you know, coaching takes you so far, and you got to rely on them kids to do what you've taught them. And they really responded well.
Coach, I got to tell you, you've responded well, because I think I caught you today in Eastern Iowa over by the river, and you just rattled off your whole roster and had something to say about your kids. I'm impressed, Coach. I didn't even tell you I was going to do that.
No, I was trying to go down through there, but you know, after you put them in the book so often, you kind of memorized, and you know, I'm sure I forgot some things, and but you know, I just been really pleased with the way we've played this well. It doesn't matter who they play; they go in with a lot of confidence. And again, you know, we had West Burlington. I really thought we had them down. We were one pitch away from beating them 3-2, and you know, that's been really a huge win on our part. But you know, we went in there and played with them. We weren't afraid of them, and you know, that's the way our kids are. You know, we've beaten Bondurant Farrar, which was ranked 5th in Class 3A at the time. So, yeah, we've been playing really well, and the defense, like I say, has just been spectacular.
Well, fantastic, Coach. And when we talked with Coach Rod Ashman last week, he made the comment, you know, success breeds success, and both clubs are doing very well this season. And, boy, it's sure fun. You guys have some neat facilities backed up against the tree line there, and the it's just beautiful out there to come and watch an Eddyville baseball or softball game.
Yeah, we've, you know, put some money into the facilities, and we've got the new dugouts at both the baseball and softball diamonds, a new concession stand at softball fields, and a new one went up this spring for baseball. And yeah, it's just a great setting, and our kids really enjoy it. You know, they're used to that, and they don't realize how well they have, and we keep telling them that. You guys have some of the best facilities in the state, and you need to appreciate it.
We're on with Coach Tony Fenton from Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket Softball. Coach, as we had to break, I know you've got a lot of help out there as far as assistant coaches. So as we get ready for break here, help us out. Give us a shout-out to all the folks that help you.
Okay, we have a lot of people there. My assistants, Travis Stout, Bree Rowley. Then we have Jeff Hopkins as a volunteer, as well as Kylie Allen. And then my wife's doing a lot in the background and running a concession stand for us. So we've got a lot of help, and they all do a wonderful job.
Very good. It's Coach Tony Fenton. We'll probably try to catch up with you again, Coach, and we'll be following you through tournaments too.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Tony Fenton joining us from, I think, maybe the Mississippi River. I'm not sure, but thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be right back at the corner of 34 and 5 right here on the Coach's Corner live on Thunder Country KIIC.
No need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rates subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Oh, Scotty, when you play that bumper music, it just takes me back to Wells Fargo Arena. We like to use that for state wrestling coverage. How the West Was Won. That's what they call that theme music there. Love it. Also known as the state fair music. By the way, the fairs are all coming up, including the state fair. Hope you're going to have a chance to get out with your family and friends and hit the fairs. There's so much heritage in doing that in Iowa. Hey, we want to thank all of our guests today. Of course, Boyd Britton, Albia baseball coach. We talked to Jake Schroeder, Sheraton head baseball coach. We talked to Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket softball. And we also, with Tony Fenton, we also talked to Matt Miller from Twin Cedars and the Sabres baseball program, which is best in the state in all districts, all classes. And that's coming out of Bussey. The 2010 census in Bussey was 420. And I don't know what's in the water up there. Obviously, the school district's bigger, but great program for both baseball and softball. Next week, we'll catch up with Zach Duncan from Twin Cedar Sabre Softball, also having a great season. He couldn't join us this morning, but he will join us next week. All right, Albia is in play today. The softball team, we weren't able to catch Mitch Chance, but they are at Grinnell. I believe that is a tournament today that they're going up to. And, you know, last week they went to Pella for a tournament and beat Grinnell 11-7 and beat Newton 7-3. So really some incredible play when Albia is on the road with the bigger school. So we'll see how they fare today. We'll keep you all caught up with games and, of course, tune in to KIIC throughout the week, and we'll have more baseball and softball coverage for you. Joe Millage live on Thunder Country, Coach's Corner.